KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and each week I get to highlight the people and projects who make possible the over 1 million hours of service the university provides to the community each and every year. Also, I hope that we get a chance to inform you about resources and programs in our community that you might not have known about. And for me, this interview is going to be a bit of a learning experience because I don't know as much about the classes that we're going to be talking about or about our featured community partner. So we'll both get started here and learn a little today. First, I'm happy to introduce someone I've actually known for, I don't know how long, Christine, we've known each other, but it's been a good 10 or 15 years at least, I would think. Professor Christine Edmondson of the Psychology Department at Fresno State. Christine, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Maybe you can tell our audience a little about yourself.
All right. Well, I was born and raised in Indiana. I went to Indiana University as an undergraduate and got involved in community service there. So that's one thing that inspired me when I was here to get involved in community service. And then I went to Purdue University for my doctoral degree.
Probably took some heat from your Indiana brother.
Oh my gosh. you have no idea. I'd tell a story, but it probably shouldn't be on the air. My husband went to IU. We'll just put it that way.
Okay.
Let's see. Came out here in 1996. This was my first job here at Fresno State in the psychology department and been here ever since. So yeah, 22 years.
We probably met shortly after that.
I think we did. I remember going to the service learning trainings that we had early on here and you led them like a conference. And that was something I was looking to do early on.
We're glad you're here with us today and glad you're here at Fresno State. So next up is Ms. Christina Alejo. She is the program director for the Holistic Cultural Education and Wellness Center. And Christina's great memory reminded me and aged me a little bit that she was a student of mine back in the late 90s. So Christina, welcome. Glad you're with us today.
Thank you so much, Chris. It is a pleasure to come back to Fresno State. It's really like coming home. I worked at Fresno State for about 17 years as a student researcher and then grew into a job here as a researcher. And while I was a student, I got to be part of Students for Community Service. Yeah. It was a wonderful learning experience for me. My job as a researcher led to applied action research, which took me back into the community and I just fell in love. And I have a strong heart for mentorship. And that is why I continue to support the students there at the center and continue to work with Fresno State.
Wonderful. Well, we're glad you're here today and really appreciate your partnership with and mentoring of our students. And speaking of students, we have a recently graduated student and now a staff member at Fresno State, Miss Alexandra Notbaum. So Alex is joined by a current undergraduate student, Miss Kimberly Ramirez. Alex, let's start with you. Welcome to the show. Maybe you can do a little quick self-introduction.
Thank you so much for having me. I grew up in the Valley. I'm originally from Modesto. And in 2012, I came to Fresno State for my bachelor's degree in psychology and loved it so much that I decided to stay to get my master's in experimental psychology as well, which is where I got involved with some of the service learning within the program I was in. They have a research and data analysis track, which I was involved in. And recently graduated, and now am a staff member working for Fresno State's Office of Institutional Effectiveness as a research and data analyst.
Great. Thank you, and welcome to the staff.
Thank you.
Kim, how about you? Maybe a quick little self-introduction?
I am from Dinuba, California, about 40 minutes away. I am currently a third-year psychology student, minor in deaf studies, and also working towards a certificate in conversational ASL. I plan to apply for the master's program here for school psychology.
Okay.
And hopefully I will get in and continue here at Fresno State.
Yeah, great program. And I know it's pretty competitive, though. So
yes.
I'm sure your stress level and you're always pushing it.
Yes, I'm aiming for 4.0s every semester.
Awesome.
So
that's
we'll
great.
See.
Well, maybe, Christina, it might be best to start with you, if that's okay. I'd love for you to tell us a little about the Holistic Cultural Education and Wellness Center, or the Holistic Center.
Of course. So the Holistic Cultural and Education Wellness Center, we call it Holistic Center for short, so we can do that. We received funding from the Mental Health Services Act starting in 2012, and we were funded as an innovation program under mental health. And so that meant that we got to try a whole bunch of things to see what worked with the community. And so we went back to basics and looked at, you know, what is it that keeps people well? What is it that keeps people thriving and engaged? And so a lot of our activities are created around those concepts. So for example, social gatherings, sharing meals, exercise, opportunities for getting together and sharing interests with people we love, going someplace and having someone be happy to see you. And so a lot of what we do at the Holistic Center is just create activities that have a community interest and create opportunities for people to get together. And then the support creates itself.
And the center is part of another agency here in the Fresno area. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, it is. Our program is one of 19 programs operated by the Fresno Center. The Fresno Center was formerly known as the Fresno Center for New Americans and started as an agency to service refugee needs.
So I've known about the Fresno Center for New Americans for quite a while. I had no idea that they'd change names. Shame on me. And I had no idea that they had 19 different programs underneath them. So pretty amazing. See, we're already learning good stuff. So mental health, and maybe Christine, you may have some comments on this too. Mental health isn't about a couch and a psychologist. It's not about a psychiatrist prescribing pills. It's so much more than that. It's about, like you said, it's social structures and it's fitness and activities and all of those things. So you focus more on those other kinds of programs, correct?
Yes. I talked about the first 5 years being innovation. We're now considered a prevention, early intervention program. So mental health, the way that we conceptualize it, is a whole person approach. And so it's not just about not feeling bad. It's about feeling good, you know, and what are all those different things that we can do to make us feel good? So if you look on our website or you look on our Facebook page, you'll see that we do Zumba classes and we have crochet classes and different types of support groups and Taekwondo and meditation and jewelry making. And so, like I said, once we can get people together, people create that circle of support.
And the center is actually connected with a larger national nonprofit. Is that correct?
Not a larger national nonprofit. It's through the funding source. So we have a unique funding source in California that grew out of Prop 63 in 2004, I believe. That's a 1% tax on millionaires. And that creates the Mental Health Services Act funding that then is funneled down to counties. And then the counties, with a stakeholder process, determine how those monies will be spent.
And mental health services clearly in great need in our area. Correct?
Yeah, definitely, especially with the populations that we are charged with serving. Our charge is to serve groups that are traditionally underserved. So we work with a series of 8 cultural brokers, and we call them cultural brokers because they are representative of different groups that tend to be underserved in our Central Valley. So we have people who represent the Hmong, Lao, Cambodian, African-American, and Latino cultures. And then we also provide services to our LGBT community, our veterans, and then others who are at risk of homelessness or single mothers, anybody who might be at greater risk for mental health disorders.
About how many clients are we talking about?
We see about 2,000 to 3,000 participants a month. We provide 100 to 120 activity sessions per month.
And are those 2,000 unique individuals?
It's not 2,000 unique clients. Okay. So when we look at our annual report, we are serving about 5,000 unique clients.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But people are coming to multiple activities.
Yeah, which is good. Like you say, it's about feeling good, not just not feeling bad. I love that.
Right. And when you look at the clients that we're serving, they're not clients that you would see in traditional mental health services. And so I know that Ms. Christine can talk more about that. But when you look at prevalence rates, it's not that we necessarily have higher mental health disorders, but when we try to access services, sometimes language is an issue, or proximity to care, or transportation. There are a lot of barriers that we can remove by having a community-based center where people can just walk there.
And do you use a lot of volunteers?
We do use a lot of volunteers. We normally partner with several organizations. So we have about 150 partnerships with organizations. We do a food distribution monthly, which has about 20 volunteers a month. We work with partner organizations, and so we leverage one another's staff, and we have interns from the university as well.
Perfect. So Christine, you got connected with Christina and the Holistic Center. I'm wondering first, maybe just talk a little bit about the service learning classes, just an overview of some of those, and then we'll maybe draw those connections back to Christina and go from there.
Well, at the Richter Center, I was able to do some service learning training here in the last probably 6 years. And I sought that out because I did want to create an undergraduate class for community mental health. And I was inspired to do so actually from working with Christina and a team of faculty on action research. And so I wanted the undergraduates to experience what it was like to work in the mental health system and also to learn more about how really it is a community-based system, which means that they have to be engaged community members to help influence that system because they fund it. They have stakeholders, as Christina mentioned, they're the stakeholders that help decide how it works. And so having the undergraduates have that professional development, that opportunity to learn more about mental illness and mental health, and the opportunity to think about how to be an engaged community member and support a community ethic of caring were really some of my goals in the undergraduate class. The other challenge in the class that I was interested in addressing is in psychology, we're science, right? And so I was actually inspired to be a clinical scientist instead of a clinical therapist because I was told, you know, being a scientist is a great way to change the world. And the action research experience really helped me put it all together, how a scientist can change the world through doing research. Unfortunately, I'm not a community action researcher. I've done mostly laboratory research, but the community mental health class allowed me to talk with students about using research for community good.
And that's what action research is, right? It isn't just about trying to learn more about the behavior or the psychophysiology of humans or another organism. It is specifically to try to determine what's this issue in our community, right? And how can we better address it? In order to do that, we want to collect research.
Yes, that's it. And the psychology contribution of that is the idea of translating bench to bedside. So as
bench to bedside.
So as a clinical psychologist, I'm a laboratory researcher by training, and I did research on depression and anger. Well, I have some really great information about depression and anger, but how's that get out to the community? There's a big gap in that. And so the action research is part of that gap of translating what we know from science into policies and practices at the bedside, which means also policy is a huge piece of it. Does the community set expectations for a system and for its individual workers to use what is called evidence-based practices to monitor how they're implementing those practices to make sure they're working as they were originally developed? And what's really cool about the work I've done with Christina in the past, as well as allowing students to have the opportunity to work at the Holistic Center, is that many of our laboratory-based interventions have been developed in university settings and laboratories with certain types of populations that often don't reflect what Fresno looks like. Yeah. And so it also allows the students to really get a feel for, okay, we know this about science, but when we take it to the Holistic Center, what's it going to really look like to try to do science in the Holistic Center? And I think Alex might have some really good insights about what that was like because she was in the graduate program that eventually grew out of some of this work. We wanted to give our students in the psychology department experiences outside the laboratory. And one of those experiences was a community service experience through service learning that we developed. And Alex was a part of that in the research data analysis class.
And that's resulted in that course becoming more of a service learning class now, right?
Yes. The purpose is to be a service learning class. So we want our graduate students to understand how to be engaged community members, how research contributes to having a really strong community. Because that evidence-based practice and looking at what we're doing as a community to make sure it's truly working is very important. We want to use our resources that are fairly limited in the best way possible.
How'd you get connected with Christina and the Holistic Center?
When I did the action research, I was just starting to be a mother. I had my first son during the middle of all this. And so pretty soon after that, I realized that something had to go for my busy life at work. And so I stuck with laboratory research for several years. And when I got inspired to get back into the community, Christina was at the top of my list of people to run into and to talk about what's going on in the community, how to get involved. And so she's been kind of a consultant to me over the last, 6 or 7 years. And then when she started work at the Holistic Center, I saw a great opportunity for our students to learn about multicultural mental health related challenges and opportunities. And so it was an exciting partnership to really start to develop.
Alex and Kim, for the university, and certainly as an educational institution, this all boils down to you, the students, and how it impacts your learning and your development personally, professionally, and academically. So Christine mentioned, Alex, that you were involved in this and helped to bring it into the graduate program. Maybe you can talk a little bit about your service learning experience and what you think you gained from it.
Yeah, definitely. The service learning experience for me was pretty amazing, that it definitely was great professional development for me, that it was really my first time being able to go out into the community and get experience with consulting with people outside of academia on data and about what that means and how we can apply it. And that was my first taste of it. I was joking earlier that to me, research before was, you know, I have a paper, I write it, and then what gets done with it? And so was my first.
It gets graded and thrown away.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I don't look at it again. I'm like, oh, paper's done. That's great. Yeah. But this was the first time of really being able to want to try to make an impact with the research that I had. So that was a great experience for me and taught me to apply my skill set to a different kind of data that I had never really worked with before.
So you work up front with a community partner to determine what they need to design the research, and then you do the research, produce the results, share them with and talk with the community partners about the implications, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. So during our research and data analysis class, we work with consulting with a handful of the community partners, and we find which students fit best with certain sites. And I felt like we had a great fit with me in the holistic center. And we work together to figure out what the site's needs were and how I could best help using my skill set and how we could work together as a project.
And what particularly was your project?
So myself and another graduate student, we worked on analyzing the outcomes of these activities that Christina mentioned. As she mentioned before, they have lots of different really great activities and they have lots of data about how many participants are coming into their classes. But we wanted to delve further into what are the impacts of participating in these activities. And so we conducted interviews with the cultural brokers and some of the activity leaders, and we're able to collect data on client success stories. And we were able to find that clients were reporting really great improved wellness, that they were showing reduced signs of anxiety and depression. They were reporting better senses of community and connection to their culture. So we were able to kind of pull a report together for them.
Qualitative, quantitative, we can explain that a little bit. This was a little bit more of a qualitative research study?
Yes, definitely.
So instead of just gathering and crunching numbers and producing some kind of a research study based on that kind of data, this is about getting input from individuals about whatever it might be through focus groups, through writing surveys, things like that, right?
Exactly. And as a data analyst, I can say quantitative research is great, but it only can go so far, is that it can point us in a great direction, but it's really qualitative information of real stories from real people that can help fill the gaps into understanding the whys, not just what direction or overall trends.
Really, that's what this show is all about, because we talk all the time at Fresno State about, oh, it's a million hours of service a year our students are doing, or 1.4 million hours last year. Well, that's real great. That's a great little line to be able to pitch. But what does that mean? What's it mean for our students? And what's it mean for our community partners? And so this is kind of a qualitative assessment or discussion about that experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Kim, how about you? As an undergraduate, what have you been involved with and what's service learning been like for you?
So I've been at the center now for a couple of months, and I've been working specifically with the Spanish support group. And there are about 40 members that come to this weekly. It's a weekly support group. And currently I am working on interviewing, like Alex, participants and getting their success stories. And recently, one of the success stories that really impacted me was this woman who came in severely depressed, suicidal thoughts, and she finally knew that she needed to find someplace, but she didn't want to go to a psychologist. So she started looking for centers, and she went to a different center that she didn't really like. She finally found a holistic center, and she's been going for a couple of years now, and she just told me that her depression is almost gone. She's in about 4 different programs, I would say. And the Holistic Center not only offers the programs, but they offer the members that come in, they form these support groups from inside as well.
Right.
So
it's an organic support system that develops.
So they've come in knowing nobody, and they leave knowing maybe 5 really close friends that they now call family, and they all support each other. So that has been very big impact. And I'm actually hoping to continue volunteering there as much as I can in the future.
So you're moving from a service learning requirement where you've got to do something for a class to being a volunteer, which I think happens a lot with our students. They get this taste for service and they might grumble and complain when they start the class, right, Christine,
yeah,
that they've got to do this. But then all of a sudden they realize this is really great and they want to stay involved on their own.
Yeah, because this doesn't only help you professionally, but it helps you personally evolve and understand more and open up more yourself and learn more about yourself and everything that's going on.
Part of what Kimberly's sharing is a phenomenon we've seen with other students as well. So because we offer cultural activities as part of the center and we embed those as part of our support groups, as well as doing them as standalone activities, we find that students that are drawn to the center gain something that they didn't know that they would. So for example, Kimberly working with the Spanish speaking community, we have a lot of times younger students that come in and they'll say, oh, this person reminds me of my grandmother. And maybe they lost their grandmother some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
For the people that come to the center, a lot of times people are here without family. And so the center participants become their family. And we see there's one woman who has become, she's a retired social worker, comes to the center. She is well in her 60s, and she drives other ladies to the center. So she takes it upon herself to call some of the women and say, hey, don't forget, it's Wednesday, we have a kermes, or we have a posada, which are some of the cultural celebrations. So I'm going to come get you. She'll go out and drive them. Sometimes 3 hours at the center is not enough. They organize. One day I walked in on them talking about going to get tacos after the support group because tacos were two for a dollar somewhere. And so they have all of these outside supports now where one time a week for the support group is not enough. We try to incorporate celebrations that may be like with the Spanish group they were used to in Mexico, but we don't necessarily observe here. So we had a posada, which is a cultural celebration, and it is something that involves, it's like a call and response where they're singing from two different groups. And it really is about a Christmas celebration when Joseph and Mary were looking for a place to be before baby Jesus was born. And it's just a cultural celebration. So we do everything on an educational basis. They're not religious practices. We have lots of different activities that incorporate faith, but it's about teaching people about their particular beliefs. And it's done in a way to help increase cross-cultural understanding. All activities are open to everyone.
So Alex, quick question for you. You're now with Office of Institutional Effectiveness, OIE, here on campus, being a researcher. How did this service learning experience help you in terms of getting that job?
I think the most important thing that I learned was the importance of equity within research. That prior to my experience at the Holistic Center, I knew it was important, but I didn't realize how integrated it should be into everything that you do, especially working at a university, thinking about student outcomes and student goals. That we should be doing everything that we can to best help our students who really are underrepresented groups on campus and to really help them thrive in any way that we can.
So it gave you the research experience, but it also gave you insight into the importance of that research in terms of helping to determine what's happening on, for example, our campus in terms of equity of education.
Definitely. Right. Yeah. And being from the Valley, even though I wasn't from Fresno originally, coming to Fresno, it's definitely a unique community. And so being at the Holistic Center, I also got exposure to cultures that I wasn't familiar with before and gave me a good understanding of how much culture plays a role in our students' daily lives on campus and how that can impact their experiences on our campus on Fresno State.
One thing I also wanted to put a plug in for the Holistic Center is they have an educational mission to educate mental health professionals. And so I've been able to take advantage of that, and it's been wonderful. I was able to go on field trips and attend a couple workshops at the center. So that was amazing.
You also work with some other community partners as well, right?
Yeah, and the other community partners have been tremendously important in my learning as well. One of the other very formative organizations in my work has been NAMI Fresno. It's been tremendously important because we've talked about equity in terms of our diverse community, but also there's an issue in our mental health system of involving family members in the care of people with mental health concerns. And so NAMI Fresno taught me so much about that. It taught me about the lived experience of people with mental health conditions. It even helped me think about my own experiences with family members and related things and how they play out in my life. So that was a tremendous support. Also to Kingsview, they have two programs that have been great to our students, the Central Valley Suicide Hotline and the Blue Sky Wellness Center. They've been great. Yeah. So thank you to all of them.
Yeah, and probably a few others as well, too. But time is short. Christina, time is short. If somebody wanted to get more information about your center, how can they get in touch with you?
So they're welcome to call our main line, 559-255-8395. They can ask to speak to me directly, or they can speak to any of our cultural brokers. If there is a particular language need, they can just say Punjabi or Lao, and they will route them to the right person.
Great. And we'll also link, we have a Facebook site. It's at FS Service in Action. We encourage all the listeners to go there. We'll post photos of some of these individuals and some of the programs. We'll do a link to your website so you can always go straight from our Facebook page. Again, that's at FS Service in Action. And then you can also go straight over to the center's website. And by the way, listeners, we would love to hear from you. Go to that Facebook site and drop us a line and let us know what you think. I just want to thank all of you for being here today. This half an hour, it's only a half an hour. I always want to go longer, but we've got to make way for the next show. So I have so many questions about mental health. I was an undergraduate psychology major and did my graduate studies in counseling. So, you know, I have an interest in this, and certainly the field's changed a lot since I was a student. So it's always very fascinating to me. And the projects that you students are involved in, and Christine as a professor, are really exciting. And I just thank you all for that. Again, before we go, last thank you to our guests, Christine Edmondson, Christina Alejo, Alex Notbaum, and Kim Ramirez. And as always, a special thanks to our listeners. We'd love to hear from you. Go to that Facebook site, please. Drop us a line. Let us know how things are going. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. We hope you have a happy holidays, and we wish you and your loved ones a very joyous and fantastic new year. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.